For many American high schoolers, sophomore year is truly one of the most second years of high school. But what if instead of going to the cafeteria or algebra, you got superpowers all up in that thing? Rude Tales of Magic has been relentlessly lampooning fantasy and sci-fi with their improvised roleplay podcast since 2019, and their brand new campaign is set in high school. But not a normal high school, no. It's Rude Tales of Magic, Blue Kindness High. Blue Kindness High is X-Men meets Degrassi, Animorphs meets Dawson's Creek, Stranger Things meets Looney Tunes. GM'd by comedian Tim Platt, listen to Branson Reese, Ally Fisher, and Joe Lepore tell the tales of sophomores who for some reason are amazing. Subscribe to Rude Tales of Magic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every other Tuesday.
All right, Lincoln, almost go time, so let's get hyped about this. All right, before I turn everything on, let's review all the things I need to cover before starting the podcast. Let's see. First, convince the listeners that the podcast isn't real. That's simple enough. Let them know there's a bunch of new Magic Tavern merch available, including a new Usador shirt, a Mayor Manana shirt, and some new pins and more. Yeah, nice. And they can find that stuff at tapataco.com or links at hellofromthemagictavern.com. All right. And I have to make sure not to forget that tickets are now on sale for all these live Magic Tavern shows in Atlanta, Georgia on January 12th, Charlotte, North Carolina on January 13th, Portland, Oregon on January 15th, and Seattle, Washington on January 16th. Okay, and then I have to make sure that people know they can get more links and info at hellofromthemagictavern.com and hitting the live shows tab. All right, well, that is kind of a lot of pre-roll stuff. I should probably get started recording that. Where is that button? Oh, no.
Hi. Hello. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm looking for someone that I tracked to this location.
Uh-oh.
It's really important that I find him. He's kind of hard to describe physically.
Oh, hey, ma'am, you cannot be in here. This is a secret government facility, and oh, shoot. I'm not supposed to say that it's secret, or that it's a government facility, because, you know, it's secret.
You have the demeanor of someone who's recently gone through a lot of psychological abuse, so he must be close.
Hey, you're Trisha, aren't you? Ah, gosh, I have a file on you somewhere around here.
This all seems potentially very bad.
Look, I have to start this podcast transmission, but I promise, afterward, I will try to explain as much as I can.
Okay, but in the meantime, do you have a restroom I can use? I had a very long trip across the infinite universe to get here.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift that I somehow use to upload a podcast every week chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord who has taken over most of this world. And our quest has finally brought us to this magical school, Jizzle Knob Prep. Is that right, Usador?
The Jizzle Knob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. Although I have to take some umbrage with this name, for it is not for wizards.
It's for mages,
right? It is
right?
For mages and sorcerers and necromancers. Wizards are born into the world, fully formed as I was, from a conspiracy of rain and birds and fire and frogs and squirrels and all forces of nature who decided there must be a champion.
Right. And you should, real quick, remind me, buddy, mages are moms of all ages?
Well, mages are people who of all sorts who learn magic. There are many different types of magic wielders in Foon. Wizards, like I said, are born. Mages and sorcerers and
warlocks,
magicians, witches, they all have to learn the craft of magic. They may have some innate magical ability or some particular skill, such as an athlete to a certain sport.
Mind freaks.
Mind freaks. Don't forget mind freaks. Yes, they just have to learn magic. That's the only difference.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, my other co-host, Chunk.
Yes, Bing Bong. I can't believe we're on the school grounds. You know, it's lucky that we skipped lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
Because famously, you can only appear on the school grounds if you haven't eaten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, you can't appear if you ate. Does that make sense? You can't appear if you ate.
I can't appear if
you
I ate.
You can't appear, right? You can't apparate.
Oh!
Does it make sense when I do that?
I mean, as much as it's gonna.
But it's so fun. I mean, I'm hungry, but it's so cool. These grounds are so lush and beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It is a beautiful campus and a wonderful school run by my friend, Can the Wizard.
Oh, he seems great. I've only met him a few times.
No, he's not, though.
Yeah, he's kind of the worst.
You know what? I would remove the word kinda.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's the worst.
You know how you feel about Drew?
Oh.
He's like our Drew.
Don't even remember what you're talking about.
Well, let's sweep that under the rug for now, and let's, are we supposed to meet up with Can?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to meet with Can, and he's going to show us around the school. Yusidor, weren't you telling me that we have a secret mission here?
Oh, yes. In my travels, I have recently learned that there is an agent of the Dark Lord working here at the castle, and that this agent may hold one of the pages of the Book of Sight.
I see. So get this. What we're supposed to do is pretend we're students and go back to school. Is that what's going on?
I mean,
we enroll in classes. We're here for 7 years.
Seven years? We get our degrees.
Hold up. We get our degrees, and then we join the workforce.
It's just 7 years.
7 years? I can't go back to school.
I'm over 300 years old. 7 years is nothing to me.
I can't do half a Lindy, let alone a
You can't do
triple.
The triple Lindy?
I can't do a triple Lindy.
Somebody has to do the triple Lindy. Otherwise, this diving team is screwed.
Don't take this the wrong way, but the three of us, if we're going to be spending time here at this school, we're not young. We can't even pretend to be young. We're just like three old dudes.
I could pretend to be young.
Yeah, I can shapeshift into anything now.
All right, shapeshift into something young.
This snake. I got creases along my eyes. I can feel the creases.
Here, and I shall transform myself into a younger version of myself. Fortnite.
Ooh, I'm going to go into a baby chick.
I'm a baby chick. Dab, dab, dab.
See, both of you are not convincing as being young in any way.
What do you mean? I'm Usidor the Blue, the young.
And I'm Chunt the Shapeshifter, who's a chicken with plumage like a badger.
Okay, and I'm what? I'm your dad?
Yeah.
I love clocks. I love just looking at clocks and watching them go tick-tock.
And I love looking at cocks. But, like, my lineage, like other roosters.
Oh, boy. We should be careful while we're this young.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, probably not a good fit after all. Well, as much as I would love to attend a school for 7 brief years.
I had a name picked out and everything.
What was your name going to be?
Fakinami.
Fakinami?
Fakinami. Fakinami.
Fakinami.
Fakinami?
Fakinami. F-A-K-E.
F-A.
K-E.
K-E.
N-A-M-E.
N-A-M-E.
Fakinami.
Yeah, that's Fakinami.
Wait, give him a second.
F-A.
K-E.
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 N-A.
Separate word. N-A.
M-A.
No,
no. N-A-M-E.
N-E.
Fakinami.
Fakinami.
F-A-K-E. Second word. N-A-M-E.
He picked this name because he loved that story you told us about the X-Men films.
Yeah.
X-M.
Never mind.
Oh, there's Can over there.
Oh, hey.
You go talk to him, Arnie.
Oh, all right. Oh, hey.
He told us to meet him by the statue of Frisnap Tingle.
Oh, that's right. That's the boy who died.
The boy who died. Boy
yeah.
Died.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Wasn't there a prophecy that he was supposed to...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's got the Dark Lord.
Got a pretty bad scar on his head. Got his head cracked open, so it's just a scar split all the way down the middle.
Oh, gosh.
I guess it's not less of a scar and more of a, I don't know...
Mortal wound.
Mortal wound.
Oh, gosh.
But it's in the shape of a raindrop.
I heard he died of pneumonia, but I wasn't there, so how would I remember?
That scar is where the song comes from.
What song?
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And now I am totally dead. Let's go meet Can.
Oh, yeah, sure. I have never seen you two so excited to see Can.
We're not. We're excited to be at the Jizzle Mob.
Oh, yeah.
I also wanted to get out of that terrible bit.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hello, Can.
Hello, Usidor.
Can.
Chunt. Arnold.
I said hi and you addressed Usidor first. It's kind of a shitty move.
Wizards always first. Usidor and I understand each other in a way that only two wizards can.
Yikes.
I am sorry, young shapeshifter.
Oh, young?
Well, I am eternally old, so
yes,
you are
all we know.
Quite it's young to me. But compared to the students of Jizzlemob Preparatory School for Young Wizards, you all three are real old.
Did you say hi to Arnie?
Oh, hello, Arnold.
It's Arnie. Thank you.
Oh, I apologize. I have not done my due diligence. I am Canificent Dewspring, Master of Space and Time, Headmaster of the Jizzlemob Preparatory School for
Young
Wizards.
Reading it off a piece of paper.
The elves did know me as Kanigan the Ever-Living. The elves do know me as Candle Dew Spice. The elves will know me as Candy Crowley. The dwarves did know me as Canned Heat.
And I know you as... Can we move on from this?
The dwarves do know me as Canticle Leewitz.
Can we not?
The dwarves will know me as Kanban Scrum Master. The vampires did know
Wait,
me as Kandrick Lamar.
Did you say Cum Master?
What's that?
What did you say?
Oh, now someone's listening. The dwarves in the future will know me as Kanban Scrum Master.
Mm.
Don't the princesses know you as Dull in the Wind?
The princesses will know me as Dull in the Wind.
Mm.
Yes.
And the pranksters know you as Canopy Nuts?
Yes, Canopy Nuts.
Well, good to see you. We got to be moving on.
Well, no, I have many more names, but I suppose that's enough for now. I am very busy, and soon I must leave here, but I wanted to welcome you to Jizzlemob Preparatory School for Young Wizards.
Can, we have a favor to ask thee. As I told thee before, I believe there is an agent of the Dark Lord working here at the school.
Oh, yes, I'm sure there must be at least one.
The three of us must work here so that we can find this creature and suss out what they know, and perhaps even find one of the pages of the Book of Sight, for it is believed that this agent may carry one with them in now.
Well, you're coming at me pretty hard with that premise, but I will allow it. Yes, I could use the help of you three.
Oh, good.
To sniff out any minions of the Dark Lord that might be at Jizzlemob. I would do it myself, but I am off to a meeting of the newly formed Wizards Guild.
Wait, what?
Yes, Genlevia the Red has invited me to be a part of the Wizards Guild along with Jamilus the Marv and Eunice the Ekru. I actually believe that Banjo Pop-Tart is also joining.
Banjo Pop-Tart!
Oh, you may now know him as Blorth the Brown.
Well, of course I know Blorth, and I know his other names as well.
I sometimes get different periods of time confused because I am the master of time and space.
Did you say you had to be somewhere?
I have to go to the Wizards Guild.
Oh, can we real quick, before you go, can we choose what class we teach?
Oh.
I thought that's what we were going to do, right?
Well, there is...
Be on the staff?
Yes, well, you know, the staff is not... Just teachers. There are other things you can do here.
I don't
want to
be like a fucking
janitor
or something.
I mean, we've been looking for a new person to run the cafeteria ever since that crazy fucking weirdo was fired.
Oh, Truffle Fondue?
Yes.
Yeah, we met.
I keep finding children's hair everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess he was a little weird.
Sounds like some loose ends he needs to tie up.
Oh, yes.
Well,
In retrospect, a real mistake of me to let him work here.
Well, I am happy to take any position. For this time, I shall commit my magical ways to the ways of subterfuge, and I shall, from whatever position I am granted, find a way to uncover
this dark. Cafeteria worker. So I am going to be. I thought about this long and hard, and I thought I could teach shapeshifting, but that's something you have to be born with. So it's not like an innate quality. So I thought to teach. Stay with me. Defense against art history.
Oh.
Wow. You know how when somebody comes up to you and you're making a conversation at a party and somebody starts to talk about different artists and art and different, you know, styles and points of view?
Well, Chomped, we do.
It's how to avoid those people.
We do need a new professor for defense against art history, but I must warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Our last three teachers of that course have died horribly.
Well, I'd rather that than end up like the cafeteria guy.
Deaths.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
The only way to defend yourself is to know a little bit about art history.
I'll just be in the cafeteria.
Yeah, all right, you'll be fine. All right, well, I must go. I spend a good deal of the year away from the school. I like the kids to figure things out on their own, you know. I can swoop in when I need to kind of, like, fix the mess that I've left behind.
Well, what happened with the kid who died?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
There's a statue right there.
Look, sometimes a teaching moment gets a little out of control and a few children die.
It's a common teaching practice. What about Arnold? What shall he do while he's here?
Arnold, what would you like to do?
Do I have to have a job? Can I just kind of
shadow or something?
Could I just hang out? Could I shadow?
Shadow what?
I don't know.
You don't know. Just, you don't even know.
Just be a shadow? Can I just lurk in the shadows?
I'll transform you into my shadow.
Oh, no.
And you shall live upon the ground under my feet while the time we are here.
No.
All right.
How about this, Arnold? Why don't you spend a day at Jizzle Knob, and at the end, you decide what your place is here at Jizzle Knob?
Of course, Can would say that.
Yeah, classic Can.
I like you. I think you're going to do special things. In fact, there's no one in all of Foon I like so much as you.
Here comes that part where Can likes to do that thing where him and the person he likes tells a story one word at a time.
Let's give him a moment.
What?
You and Arnie tell your story one word at a time.
Chant,
it's that thing you like to do, right?
This guy's freaking...
I heard Can likes to tell... If he
why
likes
is
someone,
he coming on so
If he
hard?
Takes a shine to you, he tells a story one word at a time with you.
Guys, somebody say...
Get started on the story. It'll be
so
done.
Weird. Arnold, I like you very, very much.
All right, tell your story to be on the way. Tell your story. Tell your one-word story.
Let's tell a story.
Yes, tell a story one word at a time.
Great.
Start.
The first word of this story that you, Arnold, and I can... Magnificent Do Spring, Master of Space and Time.
Hey, who's that guy?
Oh, yes, that's Hornelius. He is the perfect one to show you around the school in my absence.
Oh, what does he do?
Well, he can tell you himself.
I want to hear it from you.
Well, I know you do, but you don't get everything you want, little one.
Greetings, friends. Apologies. You saw me from quite a distance, but I heard my name.
Oh, it's just a horse head on a fish body. What is this?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I just can't help but notice you're just a horse head on a fish body.
I believe that you've got that backwards.
Oh. Oh, you're a fish head on a horse body.
Well, you've got it completely wrong, actually. What are you?
What is wrong with your eyes?
Let's talk about what we all are.
Wait, I want to... What are... Can you describe yourself?
Well, here, I'll talk about what I am. I am a human head on a 70-year-old human body.
Okay? Sounds right.
And I am a young chicken with a little bit of snake with a badger coloration to my plumage.
Yes.
I'm a coalescent force of magic in the shape of a human.
Okay. And now you go, Cornelius.
Hornelius, right?
Cornelius. Sorry.
The fuck is corn?
Sorry, I was thinking about corn. I'm so hungry. We haven't eaten so we could get onto the school grounds. Describe yourself, Hornelius.
Well, I am a fintar.
A fintar?
I am a fintar.
Fintar. What am I saying?
You're saying fintar.
Fintar.
We're both saying fintar. Fintar.
Great. And describe your look.
I look kind of like a centaur, I guess, if you want to pigeonhole me.
I look like a centaur.
I'm slightly bluer.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly.
Yeah. You got a little mermaid
just
in you.
Just a little hint of blue. It's like, wait, are you blue?
Yes. I said that.
No, I'm saying, like, when you look at you, I'm like, wait a second, are you blue?
We're both saying the same thing. I'm blue.
It's not an overwhelming amount of blue, though.
Yeah.
So real quick.
Whereas I'm clearly very blue.
Yeah.
Yes, I would describe you as blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, blue.
Yeah, blue. Yeah. And not to, I mean, I don't want to dwell on the issue, but am I crazy or are you a fish with a horse head on you?
Yes.
I just can't. Oh, you are.
You're
okay.
Crazy. No. You asked me if you were crazy.
Great. So besides blue-ish, how else would you describe your look? Because I just can't tell what's real and what's not, if there's some sort of illusion.
I'm sorry.
You're not a giant fish with a horse head.
All right, I think I've gotten to the bottom of this. Let's work from the bottom up.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you describe your means of locomotion?
The bottom tip of you.
I would say the legs of a horse.
Legs of a horse. Okay. Very good, very good.
Then I was way off.
Yes. Now, so your midsection.
Yes.
Above those legs. Mm-hmm. What are the legs attached to?
Oh, a merman.
A merman, yes.
Okay. Exactly. Oh.
And then your face is sort of a...
Merman. Yes.
See, so it's a merman on a horse.
No, you couldn't be more wrong. I am a fintar.
Okay,
I'm not a merman on a horse.
Just so I don't come off as an asshole, I need to let you know I do have visual dyslexia, so sometimes I see in reverse.
Honestly, you should have told me that 5 minutes ago.
I should have led with it.
You can't say, I don't want to come off as an asshole 10 minutes into a conversation.
I apologize.
Look, Chun.
What'd you call me?
Look, Chun is going to see what he
Fuck
wants
you.
To see. Whoa, what? Hey, I'm not the one. I know you look exactly like you look.
Yes.
Thanks for showing us around.
You're a fintar.
Yeah, thank you for showing us around.
Thank you. I'm a fintar. I am the grounds and lakes keeper.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to be in water?
What's that?
Are those gills?
Yes, they're gills, but no, I don't have to be in water.
Do you like to be in water?
I love to be in water.
Do
it's
you
fun.
Want to be in water?
Half of me does. The
horse?
Well.
I think I got to the bottom of this again. Do you ever need to be in water?
Yes.
For certain periods of time during the day?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I just need to be in water, like when I'm visiting family.
Ah,
Most of my family lives in the water.
And are they also fintars?
No.
Okay, so they're...
How dare you? I'm sorry. Can I back up?
Sure.
Are you all...
Let's give him some room. He's going to back up. I don't want to get kicked.
Are you all unfamiliar with the concept of a fintar?
I mean, it seems pretty straightforward
it's
to me.
It's fairly straightforward.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with
Chun. I'm
Chun.
So sorry. I'm just hung up on... I can't help but see... A giant fish,
sure.
Like a tuna, with the head of a horse.
Okay.
Which it makes sense that you're not that, because how would you get around?
I'm sorry. Are you looking at my tattoo?
That's what it is.
Have you been talking to his tattoo this whole time?
That's what it is.
You're so close. Back up.
And honestly, you should back up. You're going to get kicked in the head.
Yeah.
Back up.
It's a good tattoo, though. What is that tattoo of?
This is a fish head on a horse body.
Oh, that doesn't have a name?
So I'm still visually dyslexic.
Well, I'm sorry?
That doesn't have a name for that kind of thing?
A tattoo?
No, a fish
tattoo
head
is the name.
A fish head on a horse body.
No,
it makes sense. I was looking at the tattoo because the mouth didn't move on it. So now that I see you.
That I'm, yes.
Yes.
You can see me.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Yes.
A fintar.
Yes.
But my parents are not fintars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are they?
Well, my father is a merman, and my mother is a horse.
Oh.
Mm. How did they meet?
They were both in a production of East Side Story together.
Oh,
that's fun.
I'm not familiar with that play.
This is the second week in a row we've had a guest who is married to a horse.
Hold on.
The offspring of someone who was married to a horse.
Okay.
Last week we met someone who was actually married to a horse.
Yeah, what are you married to?
Now we've met the offspring of someone who was married to a horse. A merperson who was married to a horse.
Thank you, merperson. I'm a bachelor.
You're a bachelor?
Yes, I'm a bachelor.
So you're a bachelor in the water? A bachelor.
Yes, I'm a bachelor. Don't kink shame me. A kink that I'm into of masturbating alone in a bath. For me, a romantic partner is not necessary.
In that case, I think we're all bachelors.
Well, sure.
Yes, well, yeah, everyone can be to a certain extent.
And you are saying bachelor, not baffler, who is that supervillain who left clues all around.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
You're not the baffler.
Please.
And you're not saying battler, right? Which is a bat butler?
Correct.
Okay.
Wow, you got the concept of a bat butler real quick. Well, Fintar took you forever, but bat butler right off the bat.
Well, seem to be getting along just fine, so I'm going to make my leave.
Oh, he's getting on that mop.
We have a friend who wrote a book about bats.
This is just a mop.
Well, that's my mop. I need that for the groundskeeping and lakeskeeping.
I'm quite old. I forget how I get around.
Oh, look, he's flying up into the air, feet first.
But backwards. Ooh, that's a weird visual.
Yes.
So, Cornelius, you're supposed to show us around. So let's see some of the grounds. Do you have like a forest or let's see the lake or what do you got?
Okay, it kind of took the wind out of my sails, but I'll show you the forest and I'll show you the lake.
Okay, chop chop.
Okay, but try to keep up. I move pretty fast.
Okay.
Really?
Well, yes, with my horse leg.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me just get on top of there.
Okay.
Just ride you?
Sure.
I think maybe you should ask before you do that.
No, that's fine.
It is?
Yes, it's absolutely fine to ride a centaur.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, centaurs get real pissy when you do that.
Well, I'm not a fucking centaur.
Well, I know.
Okay, just checking.
But you're sort of a blue centaur.
And you've been kind of pissy.
You are sort of blue.
Yes, I'm sort of blue. But I'm...
Guys, seriously.
But
look,
I'm not a centaur. We couldn't be more different.
No. You're sort of a blue centaur.
Yes.
You're a fintar.
Yes.
So let me ask you something. In the term centaur, sen stands for what?
100.
For what?
100.
So a century tar.
Yes.
Okay, so in fintar, what does the fin stand for? Finite?
Finite.
So you're going to die.
Well, no. So are you familiar with the concept of a mule?
Sure, an ass or a mule. Yeah.
With a, hold on now. I'm getting this wrong. When a horse and a donkey have offspring, that's a mule. Or is it horse and mule have offspring and that's a donkey? No, that's not it.
See, this is why you can't be mad at us.
Yes, for sure.
What's a burrow?
That would be a hole in the ground.
That's where you live.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, a burrow. My burrow. Yes.
You live in a burrow.
Okay.
But when a merman has relations with a horse, they produce an offspring that is infertile, hence finite.
Oh.
Yes.
What if a mermaid had sex with a horse?
I mean, that'd be pretty hot, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be into that, for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Boy, that whole thought makes a baffler out of me.
But please, let me show you around the grounds. I'm assuming you're going to be staying here at the school for quite some time.
We're going to be working here, actually.
Ah!
You've just joined the staff.
Yeah, I've been told I could take the whole day to decide what I'm going to do here.
Oh, well then I'll show you all around, and you can decide what duty you would like to partake in.
Sure, that's... why don't we... Maybe, do you mind... And I... lately, I've been really bad about this. I should let you know. We're recording all of this.
I'm... What?
We're recording all this, believe it or not.
Okay.
So,
but not in a scroll. Like, usually when someone says they're recording something, they're writing something down in a scroll. Arnold comes from another world where he can magically capture the sounds of our voices.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says it's the number one most popular form of entertainment on his world.
Oh, interesting.
I have to assume, now that Conan O'Brien discovered it.
Who?
Huh?
But I'm letting you know this just because I think we should take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Arnie, just now that my brain's there, what does the pod and podcast stand for?
iPod?
Okay, and what does the cast stand for?
Broadcast?
Why don't they just call it a broadcast?
Well, because that's not cool.
So everyone listens to it in a pod?
I don't know.
Whales live in pods.
Let's take a quick break, and while we're on the break, we'll figure out what Hornelius is.
Let's take a break, and when we get back, let's not talk about what any words mean anymore.
I can dig it.
Ah, so that's what you are.
Yes.
Yeah, and real quick, I'm so sorry. Where is the fin? So don't mermen have tails. Where's your tail? Because it just goes human body into
it's here. It's right back here. It's a horse tail.
But if your dad was a merman,
uh-huh.
The bottom half is of a merman is a fish, and it just goes from human into a horse.
But on top half, because it's my dad. Kay. How do you not get this?
Yeah, but he's blue.
I'm
sorry.
He's the man
half of a merman.
You're bluish.
I'm bluish. Yeah.
You're the man half of a merman.
Yes.
And the horse half of a horse.
Yes.
And this is your shack?
Ah, yes. This is my shack. I'd go in and invite you in, but it's mostly bath. And this is the lake. And again, I take care of the lake. It's actually Lake Dingledong. Yes.
Wow. Is that? I know that there's a house Dingledong at Dizzle Knob.
Which came first?
Yeah. I don't know. There's lots of witches that come first here.
Oh, no. Sorry? You misunderstand the question. They wouldn't know if...
How do you know?
House Dingledong.
How do you know that I wasn't answering the question? He was asking.
You know what? You're right. I don't know.
Let's see.
Did he misunderstand your question?
I wanted to know what witches come first in this school.
Every student...
Fuck me, I'm wrong.
Every student comes first. That's the Jizzle Knob promise.
How do you spell that?
Jizzle Knob? I have no idea.
Guys, how
should
do we...
I know? Guys. I'm illiterate, by the way.
Oh.
Well, I'm visually dyslexic, so...
So, yes.
Finally, we're on the same
come
page.
See, come see,
how did we get off on the wrong foot? Should we... Would this be crazy if we
I want to ride this come see saw. What were you saying, Ernie?
What did you say?
That really stopped me in my tracks.
You were saying, are we crazy? And then the badger said, come seesaw.
I think we're crazy.
Chicken snake.
Oh, yes. Chicken snake of one, half a dozen of the other.
I know this is a weird thing to suggest, and people don't really do this in real life, but should we all just start over? Somehow we got off on the wrong foot. Should we meet you again?
We could.
I think that's a very good idea.
Let me get down off your back here, and let's we'll walk maybe 30 paces. You go 30 paces that way,
okay,
and maybe come out of the lake. That might be dramatic.
Sure.
And we'll turn and re-meet each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, hello!
Hey!
Hello!
Greetings, travelers. I am Hornelius.
Pleasure to meet thee, Hornelius.
I am the groundskeeper slash lakeskeeper here.
And you're like a horse with a fish head?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
You're like a horse with a fish head?
I'd love a horse with a fish head.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look, I might be totally wrong. To look at you, I think you're a slightly blue centaur who looks like a centaur. But you could easily mistake your top half for a centaur half, but it's really a merman half.
My top half for a centaur half? Yes, I guess so, but to say that to a fintar is incredibly offensive.
Oh, okay.
Because a centaur is a creature, and they spawn other centaurs, and there have been centaurs for centuries. So fintar is a freak of
centaur
nature.
For centuries, centaur. What does the tar stand for?
Tar, just tar.
You refer to yourself as a freak of nature?
Yes.
Well, I disagree. I think you're delightful, and I'm very glad to have met you twice today.
Oh, no, I'd agree that I'm delightful, but I'm also a freak of nature. I don't believe that those two are mutually exclusive.
All right, I understand.
And real quick, that blue washes off?
Oh, yes. Oh, you want to get in my bath and find out? I'll give you a hint. You don't.
All right, show us the grounds.
Well, I don't know. He might. Knowing him, he might.
Cornelius, show us the grounds.
That little cobblestone path this way is the way to Vander Village, where...
We were just there.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Then you already know. Don't know why you needed the tour.
That's really the only thing we know. We just came from there.
We don't know the grounds. We know Vander Village. So this cobblestone path is new.
Yes, cobblestone path. To the west here is the Candy Cane Forest.
Oh.
Oh, so you're familiar with the Candy Cane Forest?
No, it's my first time seeing it in person. I've heard of it before.
And so it's like a tree top and then a candy cane bottom? Or?
I'm sorry?
It's like a tree top.
No, it's named the Candy Cane Forest for the murderer Candy Cane, who escaped into that forest and is still, what we know, at large today.
Is it true that if you say his name three times, he appears?
I don't fucking know. Why would I do that?
Well, let's find out.
No.
All right. I've already said the name of the forest enough times.
Do you have to say it three times in a row?
Same person?
I don't know. You're all asking me about a thing that I've never tried.
Who'd he kill?
Also, his name is Candy Cane.
His name is Candy Cane.
Do you have to be specifically saying his name and meaning it as his name and not just... You can't just say words Candy Cane referring to the candy three times.
That's a good point. It's all about intention.
Is his name Andy Cane and you have a speech impediment?
Yes. His name's Andy Cane. That's why it's called the Candy Cane Forest.
Guys, I know this is crazy for me to suggest. Should we start over?
I feel like we should
definitely.
So,
this time, I think we should come out of the lake. The three of us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to try anything at this point.
You come from who knows where, and then we'll come out of the lake.
You're all going into the lake?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I've come into a lake, but out of a lake? This is crazy.
Now I don't want to do it.
It's all about aim. Okay, here we go.
Go, please.
All right, here we go. Hello, stranger.
Greetings, friends.
I am Usador the Blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius. Who be thee?
I am Hornelius, Fintar and groundskeeper slash lakeskeeper of Jizzlenob.
Ah, what fortunate luck. For this very day, we've accepted positions at Jizzlenob, and we need a tour of the grounds and the lake and the castle.
Okay. Well, you just came out of the lake, which... pretty gross, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird in there.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I saw you had your mouth open going in there. That's a big mistake.
Yeah, I made that choice. Yes. And I stuck with it.
Are you a horse with a fish head?
Yes, what are you?
I am a fintar.
You're offended?
Great.
Yes, I'm very offended. I want to be
Would
clear
you say
about
you're
that.
You're offended?
That's what I did say. Yes, I'm offended. By the way, you didn't see my mom and dad down there, did you?
Oh.
When you're in the lake?
In the lake?
Yeah, I mentioned that my family lives in the lake.
I saw a couple of mermen. I did not see any horses inside the lake.
That's my dad and my uncle, Roy.
Mm. Oh.
Hate that guy.
Roy?
Yes, and my dad.
Why do you hate Roy?
You know, he's just kind of like a douchebag.
Oh,
are you familiar with the concept?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. He smokes Pall Malls, and he's got a Slayer tattoo.
Hornelius?
Yes.
Do you mind coming over?
Yeah, no.
Just be careful in terms of, you're talking about douchebags.
Usador, when he was at the Great Halls of Thrakis.
Oh, no.
Spintax told me that some of them called him Douchey Usi.
So, no.
Yeah, so it's
Should I apologize?
No, because that's going to...
Yeah. Okay.
And real quick, just between you and I.
Sure.
So you're like a fish? Like, would you...
Would I say I'm a fish?
Would you eat worms?
Yeah, I eat worms. Why, you have worms?
Okay, let's go back to the...
Hold on, hold on, say here.
Do I have worms?
Yeah, don't
I mean,
fucking,
I've had worms.
Don't fucking offer worms if you don't have them.
No, I don't
them,
have
worms.
I've had worms.
Are you holding?
No.
Do you have worms?
I've had worms, but not in the way that you think.
Don't get between the Findar and his worms.
Worms?
I'll cut you.
Oh, I see you four have met. Our guests have arrived. I am Canificent Dewspring, master of space and time, dean of the Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. The elves
You've already helped us.
I have never met you before.
Okay. Yeah.
The elves did know me as Kanigan the Ever-Living.
Dushador, do you want to cut him off?
You know, you should be careful what you call people.
Yes.
If you don't know them, if you don't really understand them, you know, maybe the name, the cruel name you've given them will stick with them for a long time.
If anything, we've all certainly learned that lesson today.
Yes, I think
so. Do you have a horn?
What's that?
Do you have a horn?
Yes. Do you want a drink? It's right here.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a flag.
It's like a cornucopia.
Yeah, it's like a great... like a hornucopia.
Well... If you catch... The vampires will...
By the way, do you want to go in the castle?
Oh,
I can show you the cafeteria.
Yeah, let's take a look
around.
But I
thought you were the lake and groundskeeper.
Yes, but I have this big old ring of keys that can get into the castle as well.
Oh, why don't you add castle keeper to your slash,
there's
to your title?
There's a different castle keeper.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's a real punisher, so I wouldn't want to...
What's his name?
Frank Castle Keeper.
Real punisher.
Uh-huh.
Frank Castle Keeper.
His name's Frank Castle Keeper.
Mm. What's he like?
What's that?
What's he like?
Mean.
Oh.
Yes.
Why isn't anyone asking the obvious question? What is he?
What do you mean?
I gotta say, we throw that question around a lot. It's a... Yeah.
All right.
You take one look at him, you know what he is. He's a fucking fish with a horse body is what he is.
Is there not a... There
he's
not
a fish
name
with a horse
There's
body.
There's not a word for that? What that is?
But three
a
words.
A
fish
or
with
a hish.
Horse body. No, there's nothing clever, no clever man. He's a fish with a horse body. That's what he is.
Huh.
Frank Castlekeeper is a real dickhead. And I wouldn't...
Wait,
I wouldn't.
A real dickhead?
So he's a horse with a dickhead.
Yeah, I call fish dicks. By the way, would you all like some fish sticks?
Are you saying fish sticks or fish dicks?
Do you want one or not? You'll know as soon as you taste it.
I am hungry.
You'll know exactly what it is as soon as you taste
sauce?
It. What's that?
Do you have tartar sauce?
Well, yes, we have tartar sauce.
Charter sauce?
Oh, God, I hope I'm not recording.
All right, so let's see the castle here.
Yes, so welcome. Have you ever been inside?
No, we've only heard lore.
Then welcome to Jizzlenob.
Oh, you threw glitter in my face.
Yes. I'm sorry. I should normally have enough glitter for everyone's face.
Oh, no, that's okay. Just for him.
I was in the lake, and so most of my glitter got wet.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay, let me just open the door. No, not this key. Let's see.
Well, the four of you seem to be getting along.
Not this key. Either.
Fine. I will go. This key.
Bye, Can.
Goodbye, Can.
Not this key. Not this. It's none of these keys. The doors are just open. Sorry. So sorry.
That's all right.
Yes.
Oh, it's magnificent. What a beautiful castle.
Yes.
Wow, it's unbelievable that the entry to the castle is a forest and a lake.
Yes. Oh, and you're just in the entry to the... Oh, you just said that?
Yeah.
Oh, most people are surprised by that.
No, I caught on pretty fast.
Oh, yeah,
do you take care of this forest and this lake? Or
no.
Is that okay.
That's Frank Castlekeeper's whole thing. He's all inside the castle. I'm all outside the castle.
Mm.
And that's why this one looks so much better.
Yeah.
And there's not a murderer hiding in this forest. I cannot catch
that's
him.
That's not your fault.
Yes, it is.
Really?
It is my number one task.
What, did
you
can't
train catch him?
Him,
even though you know you can summon him just by saying his name three times?
I don't know that, and I won't know that, because I'm not going to take the easy way out.
Oh, okay. I think we should try.
Let's try and summon him, and then just grab him.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Andy Kane.
Oh.
He took off sprinting.
And
ooh, he is
right
fast.
Back into the forest.
Grab the kid with him, too. That's, I would have to write a letter to a parent, and I'm illiterate as hell.
I hate to do this.
Yes.
Is his name Andy Kane? I thought his name was Candy Kane.
No, it's the Candy Kane Forest. His name is Andy Kane.
Is that short for Andrew Kane?
Oh, there he goes again. Ah! Now, he keeps getting chirping birds, so that's not the worst thing in the world. No, it's fine.
They're clever.
They're the most expendable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every year we let in more and more chirping birds because we know we're going to lose some.
So what do you do?
Spinach.
Obviously, you try and track down the serial killer. What do you do to tend to the lake, to tend to the forest? What are, like, your day-to-day duties? Walk us through. Because Arnie's looking for a job here at Dizzlenob.
Yeah, that's right. I have somehow completely forgotten that I need to figure out.
You don't have a job here.
So what are your... Walk us through your sort of bullet points of, like, what you do every day.
So the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning is I drag the lake to get rid of all of the pond scum.
Okay. And so you're saying...
Sorry, what was that?
I drag the lake to get rid of all the pond scum.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to let that go.
Great. And you're really going to want to use a couple of different nets because they're going to get pretty gunked up throughout the dragging. And after the lake is clean and clear, which obviously I haven't gotten to yet today.
Sure.
And it was a full moon last night. So.
Wait a second. We were just in that lake.
Yes, you were. And his mouth was open.
Well, okay.
The little chicken one. His mouth was open the whole time. So I couldn't recommend. After I'm done with that, I usually take a bath. Couple hours in the bath.
Okay, we've heard about that. It's from the first time we met you, of course.
Get it.
Sure. Yes.
And then, of course, I go into the Candy Cane Forest, try to find that damn Andy Cane. Usually get caught up in one of his snares and one of his traps. Mm-hmm. End up in that for a couple of hours. Saw
so
my
he
way
set
out.
Drums up around the forest?
Yeah, he's got a whole drum line in there. He sometimes will set me up with a drum line, and I'll get blasted by a cannon as well.
Did you say you saw your way out of the trap?
Yes. Yes.
So you bring a saw every day?
Well, I have this ring of keys with me that I always carry with me. And one of these keys is a saw.
Ah, okay. Well.
It's not this key. So, yes, not this key. It's not this. It's none of these keys. This net just opens up. Here we go.
All right, there you
so then that is the majority of my day.
Uh-huh.
I also re-lava the lava fields. I re-snake the snake pits.
You re-snake the snake pits?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those snakes are going to start eating each other or eating themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's so close to the lava fields. We're losing many, many snakes every day just to the lava fields.
And how do you re-snake a snake field?
I'm sorry, it's a lava field and a snake pit.
I'm sorry, how do you re-snake the snake pit?
Well, we go into the lava field and we gather the snakes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them back in the pit.
Yes. Lava field, snake pit, snakes in the pit.
Okay.
Any more brain busters?
No, I think I'm
good.
Okay,
good. This one.
What do you eat? What do your kind eat?
Ah, would you like to go into the kitchen and see what our kind eats?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean, your kind?
Wait, didn't you... Groundskeepers.
Oh, groundskeepers.
Yeah.
What do groundskeepers eat?
Well, my favorite food is worms. I love worms. Oh, you don't have worms, do you?
No, we learned that from the
second
time.
I have tons of worms.
What? So, you're holding worms?
Oh, yeah. I'm good friends with birds.
Hell yeah. Hey,
would you like some worms?
Please, yes.
Hey, here you go.
Oh, wow. This...
Oh, he snorted
them. Oh.
Interesting.
Whoa. Okay, I'm sorry to do this.
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's right.
Your
top half is a mermaid.
Whoa. Your human nose snorted worms.
I don't have a human nose.
Well,
I got a human nothing, my man.
Your merman nose snorted worms, and then you brayed like a horse, or whinnied like a horse.
Uh-huh.
But I thought the horse half was the bottom half.
Sure. That's why the worms hit. The worms hit me in my bottom half.
So what do you do?
Wait. I think I figured out how we're going to solve it.
Perfect.
This. What kind of dick you got?
Zip.
You got no dick. Oh,
zip. No dick.
Oh, no.
He's
got zip.
It fell out of my fanny pack.
I wonder if Andy Cane got it.
If I'm being honest, Andy Cane took my dick.
All the more incentive to track him down.
Well, I mean, I'm not getting that dick back, my man. That dick long gone.
Ooh, that's impressive.
No, no. Just regular gog. That's just respectable gog. I, unfortunately, got my dad's dick, as they say.
I don't think anybody says that.
Yes, what?
Got your dick. Got your dad's dick.
I know a dad when I see him.
So may I ask a clarifying question?
I wish you would.
You're upset that you got your father's genitalia.
Yes.
You didn't want your father's dick. You wanted your mother's dick?
I wanted my mother's species dick. As we all know, dick is passed on from the
maternal grandfather.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also hairline. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Sorry
kind of
that.
Yes, what I'm working with. But all mermaids are bald, too, so that's the other thing.
Oh,
so,
oh.
Either way, I was kind of done
all
for.
All mermaids, not just mermen?
No.
Mermaids are bald?
Mermaids is the plural of mermen.
Okay, I can't help but ask some questions here.
Okay. You sure you don't want to see the kitchen? That's where you'll be spending the majority of your time, I assume.
In the term mermaid or merman, what does the mer stand for?
Are you familiar with the Bible? Three wise men, frankincense, myrrh.
And what is the Bible?
Yes, I'm not familiar with the Bible.
Oh, the bisexual bull.
Yes.
Yes, I know the Bible.
That goes west.
Yes.
You're familiar with Bible goes west. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's a story of a bull who's finding his sexuality, mm-hmm. Their sexuality, as they go further west. Mm-hmm. And, yes, that should clear things up.
Okay.
Great. So no more questions?
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
No.
Horny Elias, do you mind if I talk to my friends?
No, just play my pan flute.
Guys, I know we were talking about spending a long time at Chiselnau, but I think we should just get out of here.
No, we must find this agent of the Dark Lord.
Hold on.
He said pan flute, but that's clearly a guitar.
Also, he's not a pan.
Yeah.
Flute. So wouldn't it be a fintar flute?
Flute. What are those keys open? Because none of his keys worked on anything.
And one of them was definitely not a saw like he said it was.
He's holding a guitar and just saying the word flute.
Hornelius.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, yeah. Oh, please.
I'm not Hornelius.
What?
I'm not Hornelius.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are you...
Yes.
Andy Kane?
No. No. Andy yeah. Kane? No.
Oh.
I'm not Andy Kane. Damn it.
Can we be honest?
Yes.
When you revealed that you weren't Hornelius, that meant nothing to us because it's just a name that you said you had.
I'm Frank Castlekeeper.
You're Frank Castlekeeper?
Yes.
So you tricked us because...
You just wanted to say positive things about Frank Castlekeeper and how he's so much better than you are?
Well, if I'm being honest, I wanted you to be impressed with the inside of the castle. No one actually takes care of the outside of the castle. In fact, it's just a bunch of students jacking off into the lake and a murderer who lives out in the woods. So it's pretty rough out there. But the inside's so nice that I felt like if I could tell you that there was this Hornelius, that by the time you saw this and met Frank Castlekeeper, you'd be impressed.
Oh, well, boy. I will say it's impressive to meet you, Frank Castlekeeper, but... And we're going to cut some of this audio out, but we met you in like 13 little episodes, and I feel like 4 or 5 would have been just as good.
Yes, that's true, but the foggy parts were pretty great, huh?
There's a nice fog coming in. For, yeah, you're right.
The foggy parts by the lake.
To the fog coming off the lake.
Sure.
I do sort of hate to do this, but mm-hmm. now that I know that you're not Hornelius and you are Frank Castlekeeper, I have to ask, what are you?
I'm a centaur.
You're a centaur.
You are a centaur.
Yeah, I'm a centaur.
You were a centaur the whole time.
I was a centaur the whole time.
So that is paint.
It's paint.
So you were just painting yourself blue.
I painted myself slightly blue.
And
slightly blue.
And you shaved your head?
Yes, I shaved my head. I actually had a student do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You usually have long, flowing...
Yes, the centaur hair, just classic centaur hair. Centaurs have beautiful hair. Mm-hmm.
But you did lose your dick.
Well, yeah, that is a chopped-off dick, that's for sure. I mean, I look right here, behind the horsetail.
Oh, yeah, I can't fake that.
That's what I'm really... That's what I'm working with.
Can't fake that.
Can't fake that. But that is a... Yes, that is a dick. It's a real dick.
Do you mind...
Hmm?
Is it crazy if we re-meet you?
Yeah, let's start over.
No, it's okay.
And you just tell us your... Right off the bat.
Sure,
just
yes.
Tell us you are...
Yeah.
Frank Castlekeeper?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and also, I don't do this normally, but if there's anyone on Earth... that intercepts these things and edits these down,
mm-hmm.
maybe just, like, cut the middle part.
Gotcha. That's gone.
And we'll just go from to this
boom,
part,
boom.
Right?
Boom, boom.
Although, is there anything we need to keep?
Ooh, there's a few loose ends. Who are that merman and Roy down there? Those are not relatives?
Those are not relatives. That is a merman, and that is Roy.
Are they cardboard cutouts, or are those real?
Those are real. Those are real mermen. Roy is an absolute dickhead.
Oh, okay.
But honestly... You'd be a dickhead, too, if students were jaying off into your home.
Right. So when you go into the lake, mm-hmm. you can't breathe?
Oh, no. No. Could you?
No.
Not really.
Good. Yeah. Not really?
No.
Oh, yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, I can breathe a little bit in there. I could stay there for a couple hours.
I mean, they used to always say that Chunt can breathe cum, but that was always, I think that was just like a body thing people would say.
Oh, that was just something that people would say? Yeah, it was. So, no, I can't breathe in the lake, no.
So, none of us will go in the lake.
No. Let's stay in the castle.
Let's just turn around.
Okay.
We'll turn back around, mm-hmm. and we'll...
Okay. Perfect. Yes.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Usador. This is Arnold and my friend Chunt.
It's Arnie.
And actually, the castle doors are open, so we're just going to head in. It's so nice to meet you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Great. Okay. Head into the castle. Frank Castlekeeper, I kind of keep the castle.
Okay. No. Bye.
Nope. Okay, that's enough?
Yep. Bye.
Anybody want to take a bath?
What was he?
That was a fish with a horse head, right?
That's what it looked like.
I mean, every time he went anywhere, he just rolled. When I climbed on his back, I was on a fin.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he was just a centaur.
Yeah.
Did we die?
I'm going to teach arcane history.
I'm going to teach math.
I think I'm going to be the teacher of defense against our history. And my first job is to fire Frank Castlekeeper.
I'm fired? Frank? You're going to fire me?
Wait.
Who's this?
Who's that?
Are you Frank Castlekeeper?
Yes, I'm Frank Castlekeeper.
But that guy over there,
that centaur said that.
He was Frank Castlekeeper.
That?
Yeah.
That's Andy Kane.
Son of a bitch.
He cut off his own dick.
I knew it.
Sure he did.
Son
that's
of a
Andy Kane.
Bitch.
He's insane.
And you know what? That other guy that kept appearing, I think that's Andy Cap.
Who? The guy who kept grabbing kids and running into the forest?
Can. Where's Can? I want to talk to Can.
I think both Cans are gone.
Yes. Can, he won't be back until the end of the school year.
Okay. So, real quick.
Uh-huh.
What are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a fish with a horse head.
Finally!
Yes, what do you mean, finally?
Oh, finally.
Frank Castlekeeper, it is a pleasure to meet you.
And it's a pleasure to meet all of you.
Okay, so I'm not going to waste any mental energy trying to understand what just happened in that episode. What I want to know is what exactly is going on here?
Well, this is a secret government facility set up to monitor the dimensional anomaly across the street at the Burger King.
Okay, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, that was phase one. Phase two has been to intercept the podcast coming through the anomaly and to bookend it with propaganda to keep our citizens from knowing it's real.
But you're not the Space Bunker High Command.
Well, no. Look, I should probably get these made-up credits out of the way real quick, and then I'll answer your questions, okay?
Oh, sure. I get it. You don't want to disrupt the format too much.
Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. The school groundskeeper, or whoever he was exactly, was played by special guest John Patrick Cohn. Check out his hilarious podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, where he, Adil Rafai, and Aaron Keefe try to solve terrible riddles. It comes out every Wednesday from HeadGum. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. There. Okay. That's done. Now, what did you want?
Wait, so why does this government agency care about the podcast?
Oh, wait. Sorry. One more thing. Hey, listeners. Just a heads up that the podcast is taking a week off for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back with a new episode on Monday, December 2nd. Okay. Sorry about that. So, I don't know if you know about this, but a half a year ago, this podcast was weaponized by forces on the other side of the dimensional anomaly, and the season finale almost destroyed Earth. Well, if people knew that the threat was real and almost ended life as we know it, oh man, the ensuing panic would be crazy and incredibly destabilizing. So, we've hired the mysterious consultant to help us continue the fiction that the podcast is fiction. We even got Apple Podcasts to introduce an audio fiction category so we could get it classified as that. Nice, right?
And I'm guessing that the mysterious consultant, as you call him, has been adding fake Space Bunker background sounds so that the Space Bunker High Command won't realize that he's really on Earth.
Ah, Lincoln, stupid. I forgot to turn the fake Space Bunker ambiance on. One second. There we go. No one probably noticed that, right?
If your government is really worried that people will freak out if they realize the podcast is real, why don't you just stop it? You know, shut down the Wi-Fi or something else technical.
Because we're using the podcast to collect intel for phase three.
What's phase three?
What's phase three? It's only my favorite phase of all the phases. Well, I shouldn't tell you this, but our government is going to rescue Arnie Niekamp.
Holy shit.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's pretty something.